Father, in Jesus' name, we just come in such a bold way because of the bold love wherewith we're loved. And Lord, in that love we have confidence, not in ourselves, but in the love wherewith we are loved. And Lord, oh, that great mercy that you poured forth upon us. Lord, vessels of mercy, that's all we are. Thank you for that, Lord Jesus. That God, we cannot do anything within ourselves, Lord. It must be that new creation. It must be that new man that lives in us. Hallelujah. And Lord, by the blood, by those stripes, praise God, we were healed. And Lord, thank you that, Lord, we've died with you and now been raised. And not just raised, but even seated together with you in the heavens in Christ. Lord, let us take that seat in faith. God, let us take us in strength. God, let us take it in the glory. Hallelujah. That you have been raised in, Lord God. You've raised us together with you. Lord, thank you. Let us hear you today. What's mine is yours. What's mine is yours. What's mine is yours. And Lord, thank you. You have not withheld a thing. We've got the treasure of the whole council. All of you. All of your heart. All of your perfect and complete will. And Lord, as you said, I will perform the good work which you've begun. We give you all the praise. We give you all the thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go ahead and open our Bibles today. And let's go on here to 1 Timothy. And we'll begin here in chapter 4. And that's 1 Timothy chapter 4. And reading from verse 1. And it says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, expediently, distinctly, that in the latter times," and we're in them, we're in these latter times, "that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith," some, "giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." And yes, we're here. We're in this time. It's evident. We know it. And I thank the Lord that perfect love casts out all fear. I'm not fearful of it. I'm not, again, going to let it overwhelm me by the grace of God. Hallelujah. We stand with the whole armor of God. And I thank God that I know that He's promised that if He be for me, who could be against me? Amen. Greater is He that's in me. Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me than he that's in the world. Praise the Lord. Wake up. It is time to awaken right now out of any slumber there might be in this place or listening in. It is time to awaken. Now notice this. To depart from something, you had to be in it. That's the truth. So these were in the faith and they departed from the faith. This is a warning then to who? To us. It's a warning to Christians. Amen. And if we give heed, if you give heed, if I give heed to seducing spirits, you know what? We're done. We are done. I'll tell you, the devil is a seducer. He is a seducer. Oh, yes, he is. And you think about the power that he has now. And again, there be no power that he has but be of, given of God. So know that. He has no power but what is given of our wonderful Savior. All right? Amen. Lord already defeated him. Praise be to God. There's coming a time when that devil, it says that he is going to be loosed and even empowered in a way, because there's a plan of God that he's going to wrap it all up. And it is coming. Judgment is coming. But at that time, there will be so much power that will be given to the enemy, that he will empower one that will deceive the whole world. And right now, if you don't think that the whole world could be deceived, you're an idiot. And I don't think it's going to take much of a deceiver to deceive the world right now, do you? Huh? It's the truth. But he's going to raise up an antichrist. Oh, yeah. And he's going to have the world wonder after him. And it goes on to say, not even the world, but even the elect. Now, the seducer is an imposter. This is what this means. Seducing spirits, an imposter. Something that comes in that you begin to look at to think is attractive. That's something that comes in that is actually beginning to get my attention, seducing me away from the one thing. The deceiver. The seducer means to mislead you off the path. The devil is the great counterfeit. Always is. And he's always there and ready to seduce our flesh. With anything to lead us away from truth. I was thankful again last week. The Lord really hit this place. We are not of this world. You have to get it. You have to know it. You have to let that sink in. I was thankful how the Lord then followed up so sweetly with that magnificent message. Not to magnify our precious Elder Webb, but again the treasure that's in him. We best be about home. We best be about home and not again this strange land. Praise the Lord. We are not of this world and we're not of its causes. And yet it is amazing as the sons of God how selfish we can be. It's the truth. Truly, we don't appreciate what God has given us, the sons of God. Do you know that we're the inheritors? We're the inheritors of very God, of very God. We're so concerned about one little speck of dust here, and yet he just spoke all of that stuff into existence. And yet that's even going to pass away, and he's going to give you a new one. I feel sometimes mighty selfish when I don't give him all my attention. But what happens when we get selfish is we allow this flesh to be seduced. And this flesh has one thing. It's called lust. It lusts. I was speaking to a brother here this week. I've said it many times. And I told him, going through a battle. I get it. That's what we do. We're sons of God. We endure hardness as good soldiers. We go through battles. That's what we're built for. We're built for war. Amen? If we're going to be the Philadelphia Company, we're going to be war horses. War horses get beaten and bruised. Sometimes they don't look real good. Oftentimes they don't feel real good. But the one thing they do is they war. And they don't quit, no matter what it is. Because of the passion of first love is over everything. All right? I just want to make sure we get who we are in Christ. Now, we can get so off in this lust of the flesh that we can begin to go after anything and everything. As I told that brother, I said, now, listen. Every sin that's out there in that world is in all the flesh in here, in this place. Right now, it's all here. But as I told him too, it's in every other church too. It's in every other church too. But there's something different about this church, and you know what it is? It preaches the bridal message. And that's the difference about any preaching. That's the difference that Brother Paul brought forth to preach no other gospel. Amen? Amen. Just making sure we get this. Now, we had a time in this church, and we've had some times in this church. So many years ago, we had what was called a church split. People, you know, whatever. There's something about a church split. You know what a church split is? It's when people get focused in on flesh. See, if I focus in on my flesh or if I focus in on your flesh, we're done. It's over. Isn't that something about Jesus when John the Baptist saw him? He said, Jesus Christ. He didn't say, you know, what he looked like, you know. Didn't say anything about his skin color. Didn't say anything about color of his hair. Didn't say anything about, now I did say he had dove's eyes. But he said, Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth. Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth. Amen. Isn't that marvelous? And I thank the Lord. See, that's called the love of Christ. That's love. That's love without dissimulation. That's love without hypocrisy. That's the only love there is. Amen. Praise God. That's when I would even esteem you above myself, which I'm so thankful to God. It's a pleasure. It's a privilege. It's a privilege. It's an honor. My goodness, you're the sons of God. How could it not be my honor, by the grace of God, to highly esteem you? Yeah, to hurt when you're hurt, to sorrow when you're sorrowful. But thanks be to God to know who we are in Christ, to know our calling, to know our home, to know our riches, to know our Father. By the grace of God, we're getting ready for a wedding. Come on now. But we had a time where this church had a split. And what happened was, and what always happens in those times, whenever there's a falling away, you took your eyes off of him and you put it on flesh. It's as simple as that. It always is. The enemy, he really is a one-trick pony. It's flesh. And he'll get you any way he can. He'll go right after it every time. And God will lift up a hedge. And God will send even that messenger of Satan to even buffet you. But you're going to let him buffet you, or you're going to let him defeat you? You see? The warriors are being proved right now. Amen? I mean, we're getting down to 300. We'll end that way maybe today, maybe in heaven. But you get it. These are the full overcomers. There isn't any other message. You have no other calling. I would that all men be saved and come to the full, complete, exact, intimate knowledge of the truth. I don't care who you are as a Christian. You can deny it if you want, but that's what you were born for, and that's it. But there was that split, and people took their eyes off of the truth, and they put their eyes on flesh. What happens with that in every single instance is its destruction. What will come forth of that are very common things. I don't need to go to that church. Oh, yes, you do. I don't need to fellowship with them. Oh, yes, you do. You need to fellowship with saints of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's why the Word of God says to fellowship with like precious faith saints. Amen. All right. Paul got after them, didn't he? See, he had fellowshipped with them and encouraged them on to be that like precious faith saint as he was called to be. And what he did was, you know what he served them? Strong meat. Every time they had a meal, he was getting out filet, and he was getting out ribeye, and we were going into strong meat, getting hungry. Amen? I think I get barbecue this afternoon, but that's a different story. Strong meat. My brother's smiling. But what happened was, is after he gave them that strong meat, you know what they did? They turned back, and they just began to go after milk. And that was what their fellowship was. And I know how that happens. Somebody got rubbed wrong. I'm telling you the truth. Come on now. Somebody got rubbed wrong. I don't need to go to that church. You know why? Because there's some saints there. Yeah, there's some saints here. And you know what? By the grace of God, there's a message here that these saints that are here are about one thing that we grow up for over there. I don't want to come around here and fake. I don't want to come around here and act a certain way that somebody wants me to act. I want to be moved with the divine love of God. That divine love that loves you perfectly, that loves you in spirit, in truth, that loves you, praise God, full of grace and truth. We understand this, praise the Lord. This is our fellowship. My goodness, we're all putting off this corruptible, and we're going to put on the incorruptible. Amen? Thank you, Lord. I'm glad, you know what? By the grace of God, we're getting one glorious body like unto His own. Shouldn't we be about that? Come on, should not we be about that? And it doesn't mean that I don't care. It doesn't mean that I don't have compassion. And I do. My heart aches. But I'll tell you what it is. The aching is that there's this pulling. And I know who's pulling this. God wants to take us up. And we have to be ready. Over every foe. Every foe. Now, but they got saints in there. Yep. And I'm mad. Oh, yeah. But you still need them. Oh, yes, you do. I believe you heard here a long time, diamonds cutting diamonds. Diamonds cutting diamonds. What made you a diamond? Jesus. Where's the gold, silver, and precious stone? Is it out here or is it in here? Amen. Treasures, priceless are the sons of God. Priceless are the sons of God. Jesus gave His life for you. God gave His only begotten Son for you. And I'll tell you, us sons of God, let me tell you something. That's enough. That love is enough. That privilege, amen. The privilege that now are we the sons of God. And I want to be around them. That's who I want to be loved by. That's the esteem that I want to have by the grace of God. I want them to love Christ in me. I want them to love Christ in me. Now, maybe I'm just mad, not at the saints, but I'm mad. Let's just go to the pastor. Huh? Get in line. Oh, amen. It's a glory. Well, and you know what? He doesn't have to be my pastor. Oh, yes, I do. He put me in this place. And let me tell you something. I didn't choose it either. And that's the truth. We'll get ornery together. Let's go complain to God together. Let's see how far we get. We ain't getting far. It's not going to work. But, you know, then it goes on to say, well, you know what? He never was my pastor. I don't need to listen to him. I got to thinking so sweetly as the Lord brought that to my heart, said, honey, I'm sure many were surprised, too, when they didn't listen to Joshua. Oh, yeah, there were quite a few that knew a lot more, and you know they had been around it and all these different things. And you know what happened to them? Their bones waxed in the desert. It's a truth. It's just like when the Lord raised up David. David was His choice. Saul, that anointing was taken from. It passed. And I am going to tell you this, as the Lord told me a long time ago, and it will help you, because it had to help me. Moses, my servant, is dead, and I will be with you as I was with him. And that settled it. That was it. I didn't need to hear from anybody else. I love to be encouraged, but you know what? The discouraged comes, and God uses it too. Because I guess if all men spoke well of me, I should be really You go, concerned? Well, I'll tell you what, I'm far from concerned. I mean, I'm on a different planet. So you know what? The word's going forth. And it's cutting. And let it cut. Lord, let it cut me. I don't want to cut you, but I know the word will. Now, the word takes care of it. Always does. Always does every single time. And the evidence of choosing your way, we know, is going to be leanness to a soul, and it's going to be destruction. So what's the solution? Well, we know what it is. Don't give heed to the seducing spirits. Amen? Amen. Not even for a moment. Turn on over to Galatians 1:8. I've already spoke about this probably about upteen times here this morning. And how wonderful God puts this on our hearts. In Galatians 1:8, what does it say there? This is Brother Paul. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Preach only the divine, whole counsel, good pleasure of his will, high calling of God in Christ Jesus gospel. Now, I believe, and I'm going to tell you this, I believe some of God's precious people really better need to rethink reading many of these books from these great religious minds. I'm going to say it. I'm going to tell you this. Now, it's not that I'm afraid of them books. I'm not fearful of them books. But I'll tell you what, I know where they will eventually lead if you go that way. It's going to lead to confusion. It's going to lead to compromise. I appreciate how Brother Hill said it so sweetly. It always surprises me. And he told us this many a time. How deep someone will go into a garbage can to get one scrap of meat when you got a buffet. It's a truth. It's a truth. But I feel better going over there where I can go through a garbage can to get one scrap of meat. I'm just preaching the word. Amen? Praise be to God. And you know what? As the Lord encouraged my heart a long time ago, don't get too giddy. Son, preach it with all your might as if it were the last one you ever gave. So, now, do we really want to win him? I mean, really, do you really, really, really want to win him? Praise God, I believe. Amen, amen. Well, the Word of God says we must be in a place of singleness of heart. That doesn't mean that I always need to necessarily be acting like I think I should. Just being the best saint that you ever seen. But I'll tell you one thing. It means there better be a singleness of heart and a passion. If we really want to embrace Jesus as bridegroom, he must be the first love of your life. The first love. This is what a bride is. She is a chaste virgin to him. She is willing and glad to be set apart only for the master's use. Amen. So what do? We know we need help. Amen. Well, thanks be to God for Ephesians 6. Turn on over there. And in Ephesians 6, my, oh my. Huh. And what does it say there? If I can get over to Ephesians 6, my eyes, there we go. Got it. It says, above all, my, that's something to take note. Taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench some, a few, all the fiery darts of the wicked. That's what Paul's gospel gives you. That's why Paul was that vessel that brought this out. I don't want to fight Satan just having a few of the darts miss me, or many of the darts miss me. By the grace of God, I want them all quenched. Amen? And this shield of faith that Paul's gospel gives is so immense, so wise. See, it's a wise shield. Nothing thrown at you by the devil affects you. And it says here that all the darts are quenched. And I say hallelujah. Paul's gospel is the most holy faith gospel. It is. It's that faith, praise God, that is so set apart. I'm so set apart from all of it that, praise be to God, I'm apart from the murmuring. I'm apart from the chattering of unbelief. I'm apart, praise God, from the heresies that want to divide us. That want to divide us. That they can't reach me. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Now, wrapping this up, God always does a mighty work. And he's doing a mighty cut. And I've seen it many times. But I'm praying in Jesus' name, Lord, if it be thy will, let this be it. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, there's a guy named Gideon. And how the Lord does that. You don't think you can get anywhere with God? Read about Gideon. God chooses you, I'll tell you what, and he has. You're listening to this. He's chose you. Just get over yourself. Quit being dramatic with God. He's not into drama. He really is not. He's not. He just wants you to get over that. Get into him, all right? But there is old Gideon, and he's so afraid. Like, remind me of Barney Fife, that little chicken. You know, he couldn't even find a bullet in his pocket. Never mind. But God showed him the man of God that God saw in him. Amen, he did. And he began to walk in it, praise the Lord. And so God brought them to a battle, and they were facing an enemy that had 135,000 soldiers. Soldiers, 135,000. So they got out there, and, you know, God let it be known. Gideon, you got 32,000 men. Yep, you do. And, honey, that's too many. We're going to get the fearful ones out of there. And I was surprised, if you really look at the numbers, there were still 22,000 left, so it was 10,000 that were fearful. I thought there would have been a lot more. And I'm sure Gideon thought, okay, we got the ones that really are strengthened in the things of God, and this is awesome. And God said, no, honey, that's still too many. I only need the men of valor. He said, I want the mighty and the elect. And so it went all the way from 32,000 and it went down to 300. All right? And then you'd think, wow, they must have had some great weapons. Well, let me tell you about their weapons. They had a trumpet. They had a pitcher to break. And they had a lamp. Now you'd sit there and you'd think, let's just be honest now. Would we be sitting around there? You know, you're looking at Barney and Barney's looking at what do we got here? They didn't. Amen. They did not. We got God here. Amen. We got God here. This is the shield of faith that Paul's talking about. This is the Paul's gospel faith that Paul's talking about. This is the faith that neither count I my life dear unto myself faith. Brethren, I'm just going to tell you, for each and every one of us, this is the faith we have to receive from him. It's his faith. You understand that? I have to receive that from him by the word of his grace. If I'm going to win him. And there they were. With that immense enemy. No way to come out. And not one life was lost. All that 135,000. Nothing to God. Word of God says, be careful how you hear. Isn't that something? How you hear. See, it's a given what we should hear. Amen. What should we hear? Paul's gospel. That's it. Because there's no other gospel, so it best be the gospel you hear. But how do you hear it? It's a big question. Are you hearing it, the whole counsel, and hearing it that it applies to everything about me? That I am a son of God and nothing else? That my citizenship truly is in heaven? That truly in faith I am seated in the heavens in Christ? Be careful how you hear. And it best be the whole counsel of this truth in love. Because if it's not, we're not carrying this shield of faith that Paul's talking about. And the darts of the devil, you know what's happening? They're getting through. They're getting through. And when those darts get through, they injure your walk. But I thank the Lord, there is nothing more sweet. There is nothing more satisfying than a complete victory. And as Brother Paul said here in the fifth chapter as we close, verse 15. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. I would that all men be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth. And in that, is that our life? Is that our life? Is that our conversation? Always? Is truly our living and abiding, I would that all men be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth? I pray it is. Because these are the ones that'll be in that valor company, just like those 300. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, thank you for your word. And we thank you, Lord God, that it's powerful and quick and sharper than any two-edged sword. And it discerns the intent of the heart. And Lord, in Jesus' name, I just ask all of our hearts, God, before you, let it be a heart as the heart of David that went fully after the Lord. A heart that was after the very heart of God. A heart, praise the Lord, that would be after the very perfect and complete will of God. Lord, you've given it. It's been freely given. But Lord, these subtle, seducing spirit, it's here. And Lord Jesus, protect our ears. As you said, be careful how you hear. Lord, let us be amongst them that are the fathers of faith. God, help us not to be swayed even by the infant children of God. This is a time for the mature sons to stand. And by the grace of God to lead. And by the grace of God to lead in their homes. In Jesus' name, empower each and every one. Lord, I know this word is getting through right now. To ones here and ones that are listening online. In Jesus' name, cause that life, Lord God, that you have called and you have chosen to arise and stand and withstand, and having done all to stand against the wiles of the enemy. And Lord, to hold up in thanksgiving to God the shield of faith that quenches all the darts of the enemy. thank you for this word. Thank you for this word. You, Jesus, that lives in us. We give you the praise for this time and the glory of the word of God being worked in us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.